Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Pekin Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Set the starting lineups for you here as we get the game tipped underway, and the Silver Streaks for the third straight time win the tip. Aslan Butler knocks it into the backcourt. Austin Garnett gets it into the hands of Kendall Thompson, who gets his first start in the first three games tonight, along with Chad Johnson and Lamont Ross. Ross has it now at the top of the circle, gets an open look and hits a three. That's a good start to the game.
Yep, we've started every game so far well. Get out to a lead.
And a quick three at the other end to answer. Won't go down. Thompson with the rebound as Donald McKinley misses from the perimeter. Kendall leads the break. Scoops it up. Rolls off. Tipped up. That goes over the rim. And Urbana comes down with the rebound. Streaks got a couple of looks at it. Here come the Tigers quickly at the free throw line. DeMonte Young fakes. Puts it up. Won't go. Ross with a rebound. We are off and running in this game in the early going. And then Lamont can't handle the dribble, bringing it up court. Steps out of bounds. And the Tigers get it back. My goodness, that was a flurry in the first 46 seconds.
It's like a Galesburg girls game, only without a bunch of line changes. Yeah, it sounded to me like when you're talking with Coach Reynolds, Brad, that he's more concerned about their guard play, their quick guards, than anything else.
Crossover dribble and a carry called on P.J. Blissett on the outside. So setting the lineup as Coach Vashawn Russell couldn't remember all of his guys for the Tigers. It's Donald McKinley, a 6'1 junior, Lawrence McMillan, a 5'11 senior, and then three seniors at 6'2 and 6'3, P.J. Blissett, DeMonte Young, and Brandon Glass. So they don't go real big, which favors the Silver Streaks. They don't go real big either, obviously, but quick. Lots of quick guard play, so lots of action on the perimeter we anticipate tonight. Ross picks up his dribble in trouble, gets the pass away to Kendall Thompson down below us. Now Garnett with it on the top of the circle. Right side it goes to Ross. Dribbles once, shovels it over to Johnson for three, banks it in. Galesburg on top, 6-0, with a couple of three-pointers, and that one off the glass. On the left side, three to answer. P.J. Blissett from the left wing, and it's 6-3. So the Streaks don't get that big double-digit run to start the game. They score the first six, and then Urbana answers. Ross has the ball knocked away, gets a hand on it, and then crosses over into the backcourt for an over-and-back violation.
Yeah, Donald McKinley did a good job there forcing that turnover, bumping Thompson a little bit, enough to where he ended up touching it and got that over-and-back. Second turnover against the Silver Streaks. It was interesting. You were showing the points coming into this. We've had such balance through two games. We've got Butler with 19 points, Ross 18, Thompson 17, Johnson 15, Gibson 14. That's great.
And starters and guys off the bench combined in there, too. Here's a miss by Urbana, and then the offensive rebound, a drive from the outside, and a pass down low. Nice look at getting it over to Brandon Glass on the low blocks. He couldn't get it up and in. But a foul called will send Cole Hoffman to the line. First foul of the game on either club goes against Chad Johnson. 6:10 to go, just underway in the first quarter. 6-3 is the early Galesburg lead. Hoffman to the line at 6'5", a junior. Ices the first free throw. Streaks scored the first six. Urbana has scored the last four. Second one by Hoffman on the way and good. And he pulls the Tigers within one. Closest to Silver Streaks have been against anybody outside of the opening tip in the first three games. Butler on the outside. Number 23 guarded by 23. P.J. Blissett on the right side. Ross looking back door, gets it down to the low blocks. Butler turn around, fade away from 14 feet. Off the back of the rim, Brandon Glass with a rebound. Urbana with a chance to take the lead. At the other end, a drive, a one-handed runner, won't go down. The weak side rebound under the basket to Butler, has the ball knocked loose out of his hands. Ross saves it under the basket, still tipped around, and Chad Johnson comes up with it, gets tied up, and Urbana will hang on to it on the alternating possession.
I thought Hoffman might have reached in, but he got the benefit of a quick thumbs up on the jump ball call, and Silver Streak still go as a turnover because Urbana gets it.
Third turnover in the early going, and the Tigers still with a chance to retake the, or take the lead here. Down by a point, 6-5. McMillan dribbles to the right. Now dishes it off into the right side for three. Off the back of the rim. Rebound knocked around. Butler tipped it up in the air and then came down with it himself. P.J. Blissett after the miss. A quick three by Chad Johnson with a swish. And it's 9-5 Galesburg. Six in the early going for Johnson. A hesitation drive. Garnett cuts off glass in the low blocks. Throws it out high and over and back. And the Tigers turn it over for the second time.
The Streaks have hit three-pointers in the first quarter of both of the first two games coming in. I think we had four today. It seemed like we had four or five last night early on, and then already two, I think it, is it three? Three of them here, two from Chad Johnson.
Had 4 3-pointers in the first quarter. Here's Kendall Thompson for three. That one's off the rim. Garnett has the ball slapped out from behind, knocked out of bounds. Streaks will hang on to it. Well, the Streaks are now 3-for-4 from behind the arc, 0-for-3 in two-point shots here in the early going. Thompson will pull the trigger from the left of his own basket. 4:53 to go. First quarter just underway here at John Thiel Gymnasium. 9-5 is the early Galesburg lead. Got a slight delay as Lawrence McMillan is tying his shoes.
Of course, Galesburg playing on their home court. You would expect them to shoot a little better than the other teams, but they are far and away the best perimeter shooting team we have seen of the bunch here so far.
On the inbounds, Johnson misses. Kendall Thompson saves it on the baseline. It goes off the hands of Cole Hoffman, and the Streaks lucky to get another break, to get another chance at it here. Go ahead.
Streaks are going to have to run the table, though, to win this tournament because Moline has already fended off the top competition as they've beaten Corliss in the early game. Traveling call on Chad Johnson after the inbound as he was setting up for a shot. But beat Corliss, which is a nice team. They haven't lost since. Beat Urbana earlier today and beat Westinghouse tonight. Their game's tomorrow. It's hard to envision that. I think they could leave their starting five home and win those two games tomorrow.
You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. 4.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Third game in the Galesburg Thanksgiving Tournament. Streaks nearly cause a turnover. McMillan picks it up, dumps it off right into the basket to Cole Hoffman, who lays it up and in. He has 4 points, and it's 9-7, Galesburg by two. Streaks almost forced a turnover. Now Ross slips in the backcourt, has to dive for the ball, comes up with it, and gets called for traveling as his feet went up in the air and then came back down on his backside. Galesburg's turned it over 5 times here in the early going, and that's as much trouble as we've seen them handling the ball throughout the first two games plus, and the difference in the level of competition, the main reason why. 9-7, Galesburg by two. Urbana with the ball trying to tie it or maybe take the lead halfway through the first quarter. Dribble penetration, a dish off to Blissett, drives into the lane, fade away, too strong off the glass. Austin Garnett with his second rebound. And Kendall Thompson will walk it across the midcourt into the circle. Picks up his dribble, Garnett with it. Just outside the top of the circle. Good nice. Look down low. Chad Johnson with a turnaround miss off the glass. Butler with the rebound put back. And good Aslan hustle. Has his first basket.
Butler saved what was a disappointing finish to that play on a nice cut inside by Johnson. Couldn't get the shot down, but Butler working the weak side board picked up the 2 points as the Streaks lead by four.
A great look by Austin Garnett to find him cutting through there, and then he just couldn't finish off. Butler with a rebound on the other end. After the Blissett miss, that's 5 rebounds already for Butler. Now he misses a three at the other end. Ross had a hand on the rebound. It goes knocked out of bounds off of McKinley for Urbana. Streaks will hang on to it.
Ryan Carl said to check in for the first time for the Streaks. He started the first few games, but Kendall Thompson got the start tonight. Carl will check in as Garnett sits down.
Butler waiting in the corner right below us, but Kendall Thompson in the far corner on the opposite side isn't able to find him there. Gets it in the inbound to Carl out on the wing. Now hands off to Kendall Thompson right in front of the Urbana bench. Dribbles it all the way out high. Tries to work around a Butler screen. Backs up behind the arc. Picks up his dribble. Hands off to Chad Johnson. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Silver Streaks lead by 4, 11-7. Scored the first 6 points. Have led the entire way so far. Thompson dishes it off to Johnson. Good look, quick pass down low. Ryan Carl banks it in.
Excellent, excellent execution by the Silver Streaks. Good ball movement going all the way around to the other side. And the good look inside, and the Streaks offense ran perfectly there.
Matching their biggest lead of the game at 6, 13-7, 2:35 to go in the first quarter. on the dribble out high. McMillan now starts the offense, hands off to McKinley, the 6'1 junior at the top of the circle, trying to drive right. Spin move inside the free throw line, missed it badly. Aslan Butler with his sixth rebound already. Into the front court. Ross dishes it over. Corner, Johnson, three in and out. Rebound, Butler puts it on the floor. Blocked from behind and a foul called. Aslan Butler with seven rebounds already with 2:14 to go in the first quarter and a chance at a couple of free throws here.
Well, and Butler able to go inside a little more here. We need him in that spot here against a bigger, longer Urbana team. He was mainly a perimeter player this afternoon, hitting some three shots. Almost have one here, but he's going inside and using that big frame to help neutralize Urbana's size advantage inside.
Brandon Glass with the foul, first of the game on Urbana. Butler makes the free throw. He has 3 points. Galesburg with its biggest lead now at 14-7. They've doubled up the Tigers with 2:14 to go in the first quarter. Second free throw on the way by Butler. Is up and in. Aslan with four on the game, 15-7. Galesburg by eight. 2:12 to go, first quarter. Urbana with a travel at the other end. Not called on DeMonte Young. Missed the runner. Ryan Carl with the rebound. And here come the Silver Streaks. Thompson pushing it. That tipped away from behind. It goes out of bounds under the basket. And the Streaks will hang on to it.
This is what we saw from Urbana this afternoon against Moline. They started out strong and then just kind of faded as the tempo picked up, and the Silver Streaks doing the same thing to them. They got the scoreboard corrected. It was 17-7 up there a minute ago, Brad.
On the inbounds, Butler. Good luck from Kendall Thompson. Aslan up and in, and he has six. And it's 17-7. Galesburg by 10 now. Under 2 minutes to play first quarter. P.J. Blissett with the dribble on the right side. Steps back behind the arc. Now hands off. Now it goes left side, top of the circle. Blissett has it. Passes over left side. Dribbling to the top of the circle. It's Brandon Glass trying to go down the right side of the lane. Too strong off the glass. Rebound put back. Rolls off for DeMonte Young, but a foul called on the Silver Streaks. It'll be a two-shot foul.
We've got Urbana 2, 4, 3, 6, 9, 12 from the field. They're really reminding me a lot of some of the Chicago teams. They've been throwing a lot of wild shots up in the paint. First free throw missed.
Missed badly. Missed it to the left. Foul on Chad. Probably not on Chad Johnson. Makes a second of the two free throws. 17-8. Galesburg by 9. There we go. Foul on Ryan Carl. Thank you. Chad Johnson down low. Aslan Butler trying to post up. Jump stop out to Lamont for three. Ross's shot off the back of the rim. Peanut goes up high for it. Gets pushed from behind and a foul called on DeMonte Young will be his first. Eight rebounds already for Aslan Butler and a chance at a couple more free throws. No, they're going to call that. That's on the floor. That will not be a shooting foul. Kendall Thompson will pull the trigger from the left of his own basket. Aslan Butler last year had his career high offensively with 13 against Urbana. And then I had his rebounds earlier, and now I'm not finding it. I knew I had that on there somewhere. Here's a drive down the right side of the lane and all the way up and in for Donald McKinley, his first basket, and it's 17-10. 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Streaks break the press. Thompson has it knocked away briefly from behind. His momentum carried him right forward to the dribble. Now Ross with it. Curls around wide open underneath Grant Gibson. Heck of a look by Lamont, and it's 19-10 as Gibson off the bench gets his first basket. Crossover dribble. Blissett almost lost it. Now passes it over left side. Here's the dribble drive to the free throw line. McKinley pump fakes. Puts it up left. Missed it. Ryan Carl with his second rebound. Streaks on the run. Thompson across midcourt, 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Left corner, near corner, down below us on the wing. Ross picks up his dribble, throws it right between Gibson and Thompson into the backcourt.
threw it right to Coach Mike Reynolds, and that's not the place you want that ball to go. Lamont catching a few words, staying about a half court, didn't get too near the big bear over there. Mike Reynolds barking at him.
They threw it into no man's land, too. It was halfway between Gibson and Thompson, and both of them thought it was going to the other one, so they each just let it go. Down to 13 seconds to go. Urbana will hold for the final shot here, trailing the Silver Streaks by 9. Galesburg is led by as much as 10 here in this first quarter. Drive on the left side, Blissett with a fadeaway, hits the side of the backboard. It's out of bounds back to Galesburg. You got to have a chance to do something with it now with 2 seconds to go to take it the length of the court. P.J. Blissett is 1 for 6 from the field. Thompson across midcourt, half court, off the rim. Had the right distance, just off a little bit. That's the end of the first quarter. Streaks lead 19-10. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Saturday, December 3rd is the next big community food drive.
A lot of people today don't have as much either to do with, but they're being very generous, and we truly need it.
That's Lynn Devlin, president of the Fish Food Pantry in Galesburg. In November, we collected about 6,000 pounds of non-perishable food items for our neighbors in need throughout Knox County.
It doesn't decline.
We're asking again. WGIL will be at Hy-Vee on East Main from 8 to 4 December 3rd. You can also drop off donations at Hy-Vee on Henderson, at Hilo in Abingdon, and at Walmart in Galesburg. Won't you help?
The Nissan Altima, Consumer Reports number one rated sedan, now with $1,000 cash plus 0% financing for 60 months, and it gets up to 38 miles per gallon. Stop by for a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons in Galesburg, dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
Stay up to date with the latest sports information. Fox Sports Radio, weekends on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Galesburg turns it over on the first possession of the second quarter, leads to a break to the other end. P.J. Blissett takes it all the way, and just like that, Mike Reynolds calls timeout, not at all happy with how that one started here in the second quarter. Gives us a chance to take a look at some first quarter statistics, Jim.
Silver Streaks, as they have been doing in the early part of this tournament, shooting well in the first quarter, hit 7 out of 17 from the field. That included 3 three-pointers. Urbana, just 3 of 15. And the big story, not even so much the shooting, but the rebounding dominance of the Silver Streaks, who out-rebounded Urbana in that first quarter 16-4.
Wow.
Unusual to see, well, anybody get 16 rebounds in a quarter, but to go by that big a margin. A lot of turnovers, though, for the Streaks. I got them for 8 right now.
Yeah.
And just 2 for Urbana.
Yep. Here's Lamont Ross taking it all the way in from the outside, and a reach-in foul called on Jared Webster. As Ross was able to get a step on his man, losing him on the dribble on the outside, Lamont curled all the way around to the right side and brought it in, and it was everything Urbana could do defensively to stop him from taking it all the way. So Webster just reached it in, tried to poke it away, and picked up his first foul. I guess you're going to call that a shooting foul. Lamont was moving to the basket. I didn't really necessarily feel like he was in the process of shooting, but... And it's not going to benefit the Silver Streaks, at least immediately. He misses the first free throw. Lamont, I think, a little uncharacteristic, struggling from the free throw line here in the early going. He's just 3 for 6 from the line through the first 2 games plus here. Makes the second one. Galesburg by 8 at 20-12. Ross has 4 points. On the outside, Jared Webster with it. Top of the circle, McKinley. Streak settling back into a zone now. On the outside, Lawrence McMillan. Way on the outside. Streaks aren't going to come that far out. On the right side it goes, a fake by McKinley, gets Garnett to buy it on it just a little bit, then he missed the dribble drive. Garnett comes down with the rebound, is double teamed, needs help getting it away, tries to lob it over to Kendall Thompson, it's deflected away, and then Urbana nearly throws it away, and finally McMillan comes away with it.
You know, Urbana, they got some guys that, move to the basket well, but they keep trying to shoot on the fly. You know, they never square up and get a clean shot. They're always throwing it up, moving sideways, and that's pretty tough to do. You can get some of those down, but you're not going to shoot a real high percentage.
Nearly stolen away, allows Blissett to drive to the top of the arc. Then he steps inside, missed it. Rebound put back by Jared Webster. Gets fouled on the putback.
Being up by 8 points, you'd never know it, looking at Coach Mike Reynolds, from ball handling to, in that case, positioning. Not very happy with a lot of things he's seeing out there, even though his team is up by 8.
Third team foul on Galesburg. Urbana also with 3. That's the first of the game on Aslan Butler. You remember Coach Reynolds called timeout just 20 seconds into the second quarter as he didn't like the turnover that started the second quarter and the fast break that led to a basket at the other end. So he's seen some things that have frustrated him here early on, as I think he senses an opportunity to really build the lead and maybe knock these Tigers down emotionally a little bit. Second free throw by Webster is good. It's 20-13. Galesburg by 7. Streaks have led all the way after scoring the first 6. Their smallest lead has been 1. Now Thompson dribbles the ball off his foot and out of bounds. That's 10 turnovers on Galesburg. They come into this game averaging 11.5 turnovers a game. Just 23 turnovers in the first 2, but 10 already here in the second quarter.
Well, I think it's evidence of the fact that we played two teams that pretty well just let us do whatever we wanted because they just didn't have enough skill to put pressure on. Now we're against a real team, so to speak, that their guards are contesting us, and we're starting to show a few chinks in the armor, but it's early in the season, and this is what you got to have is the competition.
McMillan drives all the way in from the right side. Austin Garnett comes down with a rebound, and Austin has 4 rebounds here in the early going. Go along with 8 for Aslan Butler. 6 minutes to go before halftime. Galesburg by 7. It's 20-13. Lamont Ross on the dribble, looking, passes it over to Kendall Thompson on the left side, getting it down low to Garnett, turn around, little baby hook, too strong off the iron, fought for the rebound, P.J. Blissett comes up with it for the Tigers. Leads the ball up court, first shot of the game by Garnett is a miss. Like the idea that he put up there, mm-hmm. It's tough to defend if he can finish that one off. McMillan on the dribble on the opposite end, we'll talk about his gear as we get an opportunity, we noticed him early on. With his shoes. Left side into the corner. Glass for 3. Hits it from the corner.
Starting to crawl back in the game are these Tigers. Now just a 4-point Galesburg lead.
20-16 now with 5:15 to go before halftime. Lamont Ross to the free throw line. Dumps it off to Chad Johnson. 18-footer on the run. Rims in and out. Garnett with
good
the putback.
Good job. Austin Garnett fought his way up between 2 men. And, you know, he's not real big playing down in there. He plays bigger than his 6'2". Listing on the roster.
And a turnover at the other end just as Urbana was trying to make a little run at the Silver Streaks. A big offensive putback basket and a turnover at the other end. Only their 3rd of the game, so now the Streaks can start to build that lead a little bit again. Up by 6, 22-16, under 5 to play, second quarter. Butler takes his eye off the pass. It bounces off his shoulder. He hangs on to it, then has it poked away. Streaks still with the ball. Right side corner. Garnett for 3 comes up short. McKinley with the rebound. Here comes Urbana. McKinley leading the break. Spin move in the lane. Shovels it off balance toward the basket. And it's Butler coming down with the rebound. 9 rebounds on the game for Aslan Butler. Kendall Thompson. Soft pass, but Johnson steps up to come after it before the steal by McKinley. And now a timeout called. A full timeout by the Silver Streaks. Their 2nd of the game. 4:23 to go first half. Galesburg by 6. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's a full weekend of savings underway at Farm King. Save $100 on a Black Diamond 24 gun safe. Is that right? $100 off? A Duraflame electric stove with heater, $69.99. Wow! Save $40 on a Delta low-profile truck toolbox. And take 30% off John Deere infant, toddler, and youth clothes now at Farm King. All Lee jeans, guys, gals, and youngsters, 25% off. And you'll want Columbia sportswear for the whole family. Men's and women's fleecewear, jackets, and vests, 25% off. It's a full weekend of savings going on now at Farm King.
A Galesburg man faces attempted murder charges after allegedly hitting a woman with a brick. Get full details coming up or go to local news at WGIL.com.
4:23 to go before halftime. Silver Streaks leading the Urbana Tigers 22-16. Happy Black Friday, Thanksgiving week. Lots of things going on in the city of Galesburg. Some of you, I don't know, maybe you didn't even get to bed last night with all the deals that were going on. We thank you for being with us here on WGIL. For some holiday tournament basketball, good to have boys basketball back in action and back on the air here as the winter sports season is underway in Illinois High School Athletics. Fall sports wrapping up this weekend with the football championships going on. The Morrison won earlier as Grant Gibson hits a baseline shot, put the Streaks up by 8, 24-16. 4 more state championship football games coming your way tomorrow. From Champaign. There's a travel at the other end. DeMonte Young turns it over. And Urbana got within 4, 20-16, but now they've started to give the Streaks opportunities to build the lead back up again. Galesburg by 8 with the ball, trying to get it back into double digits. Thompson across midcourt. Top of the circle, Gibson. Left side, Lamont Ross. Dribbles it once. Top of the circle, Aslan Butler. Just outside, free throw line extended. Carl brings the ball down low, has it poked away from behind. And a Well, no foul called at the other end as McMillan misses the layup. Aslan Butler tried to prevent the layup. Urbana pokes the ball loose, and it's out of bounds. Streaks will hang on to it. So I guess a clean block by Aslan. Looked like there was some body down there, but it wasn't called.
Yeah, Coach Vasaron Russell had his arms outstretched for Urbana, wondering why no call. He's been pretty reserved, though, so far this first half. He wasn't the official's favorite coach here last year a few times.
Nice pump fake by Kendall Thompson driving in from the left wing. Got the ball up, brought it down, trying to avoid the defense, and then banked it up and in for his first basket of the night. As Kendall gets his first start in the first three games of season, Galesburg by 10, 26-16, and then a battle away from the ball between Thompson and Cole Hoffman will be against Kendall, his first, and the fourth team foul on the Silver Streaks with 3:12 to go in the first half. Just outside the low blocks, P.J. Blissett on the inbound to Brandon Glass. Dribbles a couple of times, gets it out to McMillan outside the top of the arc. Left side pass over to Blissett, and Aslan Butler reaches in going for the... Oh, they call it travel. Well, okay. Five turnovers. Thought for sure that was a reach-in foul on Peanut, but guess not. Okay. 3 minutes to go first half. Galesburg by 10.
Welcome to Galesburg.
But Sean Russell has thought that more than once or twice over the past few years. And now Aslan travels with it at the other end.
Well, in fact, from what I'm told, this is last year for Urbana. And
they'll be at Quincy next year.
Part of the reason was he didn't like the treatment he was getting here. I don't know what kind of example that sets for your players, but going to Quincy's not going to get a getting a tough call here. Where do you go down there?
I was thinking it. I was about to say it. You just beat me to it. Oh, big collision at the other end. Butler and Cole Hoffman collide with each other, going for a rebound after the Urbana miss, and they're going to call that one on Butler getting underneath. So that's his second. And the 15 foul on Galesburg. Chad Johnson will come in, and Butler will sit down. Streaks don't want him to pick up a third foul with 2:39 to go in the first half. 26-16, Galesburg by 10. On the inbound, Blissett will have it from the right of his own basket. Lobs it out high to Brandon Glass. Now left side it goes into the corner to Blissett. He'll start the dribble. Crossovers on Thompson, but Kendall hangs right with it. Gets it back out to Glass, around the screen, reverses directions back to Blissett. Trying to lose Chad Johnson on the dribble out high. He'll pass off to McMillan instead, who backs it up near half court. Now drives into the double team, kicks it out to the open man, and a swish from the right wing for Blissett. He has eight in the game now. It's 26-19. Galesburg by seven. 2:10 to go first half. Thompson fakes the handoff to Johnson, keeps the dribble. Now gets it back out to Chad. Ball deflected out of his hands. Glass on the run with the drive at the other end, lays it up and in. And a timeout called by Urbana as the Tigers have cut the lead from 10 down to 5 with exactly 2 minutes to go in the first half. A 30-second timeout called by the Tigers.
Yeah, you turn it over around half court, and more times than not, you're going to give up points on the other end, as that was the case there. I think Urbana, when they've got Lawrence McMillan and he's out top and they set things, good things happen. I mean, he seems to know what he wants to do, distributing and able to penetrate, get to defense around him, and then he kicks it off. And that was the three-pointer they got before that transition basket. And he's very quick. I mean, he's fun to watch, but it doesn't seem like they really set up their offense that often. Many times it's, as we said, a little more of a throw and go.
Well, coming out of the timeout, thought we were going to get ready to go, and then one of the officials from the backside aggressively blew the whistle just before the Streaks were to inbound, and now he's over at the scoring table talking things over with Marla Clay to get straightened out whatever he has the question about. Maybe a substitution that he didn't think was authorized, or looked like they had six players on the floor for the time being, so maybe he was just clearing up which of the personnel was exactly supposed to be on the floor for the Tigers. Ross bounces it up to Chad Johnson. Double team coming. Now gets it back to Lamont. Steps in front of his man and gets it across midcourt. Under two to play, second quarter. Galesburg by five, 26-21. Lamont dribbles. Drew Nall into the game. Bounces it over to Ryan Carl near the top of the circle. They give him some room. He dishes it over to Chad Johnson for three. Swish. Three three-pointers for Chad Johnson. He has nine. That gets the Galesburg lead back up to eight, 29-21. 1:30 to go, first half. on the right side with the dribble. McMillan brings it back out. Hands off to DeMonte Young. Reverses right. Open three. Blissett. Too strong. Rebound under the basket. Gibson comes down with it and gets grabbed from behind. They got a foul before that. Brandon Glass came over the top of Gibson. Got tied up a little bit. It was actually Glass who fell down and hit the floor. Gibson came out of it without losing his balance. They are going to call it on Glass. That's his second. Only the fourth team foul on the Tigers. Been a fun game to watch so far, Jim.
It is.
Certainly the most entertaining of the three we've seen.
Oh, yeah. And Urbana's seeing some opportunities here, going with that full court press as much as they can. But they really dropped off of it that time. They love to come around from behind, poke away, double team. And they've created turnovers. The Streaks have 12 in this, make it 13 in this first half.
Free throw line, Grant Gibson. On the rebound, Ryan Carl got a hand on it, but the officials are going to say Urbana knocked it away from behind, so the Silver Streaks will hang on to it. Good little look from Drew Nall to get it over to Gibson. Free throw line extended. Grant's shot just rolled off, and the Streaks are going to get it. On the inbound, they find Gibson. He gets blocked. He couldn't handle the inbound pass from Ross, and that denied him the opportunity. A scrum for it, and Gibson going after it keeps it alive on the floor, but Urbana's going to get it back on the alternating possession. 12 turnovers on the Silver Streaks. Under a minute to go first half. Galesburg has led the entire first two quarters, up by eight here. Tigers with the ball. On the left side, McKinley. Top of the circle passes over to Hoffman. Streaks give him plenty of room with 40 seconds to go. Hoffman hands off to McMillan on the outside. McMillan looking, tries the penetration, dishes it off to Blissett on the baseline. Streaks get a hand on the ball, knock it loose, scramble for it. Ross and McMillan do battle. Last touch by McMillan, who has a bewildered look on his face. And now the officials reverse it, and the Tigers will hang on to it.
I was a little bewildered there myself. I'd like to get a call, but that would have been pretty tough. Nice job, though, by Drew Nall going baseline and snuck in there. Nearly got that steal before it went back to Urbana, but Nall showing that quickness. Love to see that. Just kind of a pest out there to the other team.
On the inbounds, McMillan went up high for it, deflected into the backcourt, chased it down near the baseline. Still 24 seconds to go as the Tigers have it in the front court again. Blissett backs up to the near corner, and the Streaks will let him dribble some time away here. Now Nall with a little token pressure gets out, tries to get the count going, backs off again. We're under 10 seconds to go. Blissett still with the dribble, trying to shoot it over. Nall passes it over left side on the wing instead. 18-footer stepping inside the arc. DeMonte Young's shot won't go down. Blissett with the offensive rebound, and he can't get the put back up before the buzzer sounds. So the Streaks defense holds at the end of the first half, and they go to the locker room with an 8-point lead. 29-21 coming up at halftime. We'll look at the first half statistics, individual scoring, and a word with the Streaks coaching staff. Galesburg by 8 at the half over the Urbana Tigers. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty, State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Dennis Twitty are there on North Henderson in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
We all have our trouble spots.
Crow's feet. They're all I see when I look in the mirror.
Smile lines. I try to cover them with makeup, but it just sinks in and makes them worse.
My neck. My sister calls it the gobbler. It runs in our family, but I don't want it.
Pelavay, available exclusively in this area from Dr. Ruppel's office in Galesburg, is the non-invasive, pain-free solution to targeting your specific problem. You don't have to have the procedure done on your whole face. Rather, you can choose which zone of your face you'd like Pelavay done on based on your individual needs, from the nose up, from the nose to the chin, or from the chin to the neck. When you schedule your Pelavay treatment now through the end of the year, you'll receive $100 off each zone at your first session. So if you do decide to have the procedure done in all three zones, that would be a $300 savings. If you've always thought of trying Pelavay, now is the time. Not only will you save $100 on each zone, but with the holiday parties and family get-togethers on the calendar, you have every reason to look your best. Schedule your free consultation today at Dr. Ruppel's office in the Cottage Medical Plaza, Galesburg, 345-2020.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premium. Call me, Mike Craddy, at Craddy Insurance, for more information today and start saving.
The Nissan Altima, Consumer Reports' number one rated sedan, now with $1,000 cash plus 0% financing for 60 months, and it gets up to 38 miles per gallon. Stop by for a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
Welcome back to John Thiel Gymnasium. Third game of the season for the Galesburg High School boys basketball team. Actually, the seventh game here at Thiel Gym today. Silver Streaks won earlier over Chicago Diet, 58-23. They lead here at the half over Urbana, 29-21. So the Silver Streaks are halfway to their third victory of the season and a 3-0 start, something they did not do last year in a 25-win season. They actually lost their first game of the year against Moline. So at least from that standpoint, a better start this year and on their way to getting another one. They've led the entire first half. Their slimmest lead was by just a point. Their biggest lead was by 10. And Jim, not bad statistics to go along with it for those first two quarters, I believe.
Yeah, you really pretty balanced half. I think the biggest concern is that turnover count. 13 turnovers in the first half for the Silver Streaks. And Urbana's done a pretty good job taking care of the ball, just 5 turnovers for the Tigers. The thing that they have not done well is shoot the ball, and that was the case against Moline today. I think their coach said they shot 28% against the Maroons. Well, they're shooting 26% through the first half here. 7 of 27 from the field, and that's just not going to win you many ball games. Meanwhile, the Silver Streaks, despite some shaky ball handling at time, able to hit enough shots to keep the lead. 11 of 26 at the half, 42%. Galesburg cooled off a little in that second quarter, going 4 of 9 with just the 1 3-pointer in the second period. Plenty of rebounds, though. The Streaks have been working hard to keep the Tigers off the glass. Galesburg with 24 rebounds in the first half. That's a game total sometimes.
Yeah, they had 29 in the first game earlier today.
Yeah, so that goes to show how many, and there were a lot of missed shots in that game too, but Streaks able to corral a bunch of these. Urbana only 10 rebounds at the half, so that's probably it's very clear definition. I mean, Urbana's better ball handling by far, Galesburg better shooting and rebounding by far, and so that's where we're at. Galesburg up by 8 points at the break.
Urbana, 3 of 6 from the free throw line, 2 of 6 from three-point range. Silver Streaks, 4 of 10 from behind the arc, 3 of 4 at the free throw line. Take a break here on the Galesburg Electric Halftime Show. Galesburg leading by 8, 29-21. Take a look at the individual scoring and get a word from the Streaks coaching staff when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
My wife was kind enough to tell me that I have a little problem sharing.
So I suggested that he start by sharing the one thing he cherishes the most, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets.
It was tough, but I got 20 Chicken McNuggets for just $4.99, and one by one doled out those tender, juicy nuggets. One for them, two for me. One for them, three for me.
See, Larry, doesn't sharing feel good?
Yeah, one for them, four for me. One for them, a few more.
McDonald's Chicken McNuggets made with white meat. With 20 for just $4.99, it's a simple joy of sharing. Prices and participation may vary.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Are you a diehard sports fan? Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Bree loves sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breed Loves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breed Loves Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
The official WGIL forecast for tonight: cloudy skies, 50% chance of showers after midnight, an overnight low around 50. Tomorrow, breezy with occasional showers in the morning, a chance for more rain in the afternoon, and a high around 52. Temperatures falling into the 40s by late afternoon. And tomorrow night, cloudy skies and much colder. A chance of light snow after midnight with a low of 28. Currently 50 degrees in downtown Galesburg on WGIL.
Win a $100 gift card from WGIL and participating merchants this holiday season. It's our Christmas card to you. For details, visit WGIL.com.
By eight at halftime, 29-21 over the Urbana Tigers. Streak scored the first 6 points of the game. Urbana scored the next five. That's as close as the Tigers have been, down one. But again, it's Galesburg by eight at the half, 29-21. Let's go down to the sideline. Jim Lee is with Streak's assistant coach, Steve Cheeseman.
All right, courtside with Steve Cheeseman, and up by eight, a little more contested game. You expected that.
Yeah, I mean, they're a nice ball club. They're very aggressive to the basket. They're going to try to, you know, bunch you up and beat you up here in the half court on the offensive end for us. So a nice ball club, and we've got a game where we've got to, you know, pin our ears back and get after here in the second half.
You've outshot the other team. You've out-rebounded them by a wide margin, but the turnover is a problem. We showed 13, and I guess you knew they were quick coming in.
Yeah, they're very aggressive on the ball, and we've got to take care of the ball. We've got to work on a little bit of a pressure release dribble here. They attack our rebounders. Our guards got to come back, get a good angles. They're going to fight you on the offensive end. And I thought our kids settled in. We had a little period of time where we struggled, but our kids worked through that. And that's going to be growing pains for us. None of these guys have been in that situation, and I thought they worked through that really well.
You know, this afternoon it was Aslan Butler hitting 3 three-pointers in the first half. Chad Johnson gives you the three. And that just gives you that breathing room, doesn't it? When one guy gets hot.
It sure does. And Chad's a fine shooter. And we have a number of these kids that can shoot the ball. And we need all of that. And we can't depend on one guy each night. Somebody else has got to step up. And Chad's done that so far.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
As always, our thanks to Steve Cheeseman for joining us here at halftime, giving us some insight from the coaches heading out of the locker room. Let's take a look at the individual scoring here in the first half. P.J. Blissett leads the Tigers with 8. Brandon Glass has 5, Cole Hoffman with 4, Donald McKinley with 2, Jared Webster and DeMonte Young each have 1 point. For the Silver Streaks, Chad Johnson, as Jim and Steve just talking about, leading the Streaks with 9, Aslan Butler with, Butler with 6 points, and 9 rebounds in the first half, 8 of those in the first quarter. Grant Gibson off the bench with 4, Lamont Ross has 4, Ryan Carl, Austin Garnett, and Kendall Thompson each with 2. Silver Streaks send the same 5 starters back out onto the floor to begin the third quarter with Thompson, Ross, Butler, Garnett, and Johnson. Butler comes out high for the pass, left side over to Thompson, throws it behind Lamont Ross, cutting back in through the lane, and behind him, never saw the pass coming, it's out of bounds. That's the 14th turnover on the Silver Streaks. Galesburg by 8 starting the second half. It's Lawrence McMillan up court for the Tigers, along with McKinley, Young, Blissett, and Brandon Glass. The same 5 who started the game start the second half for the Tigers, who turn it over on their first possession. Butler, after the knock away from behind, picks up the loose ball, leads it into the front court, and now gets it into the hands of Kendall Thompson. Thompson, free throw line extended. Now that one's stolen away from behind. Blissett with the steal, the layup, and the foul at the other end. 3 straight turnovers, 2 on the Streaks, 1 on Urbana. But the Tigers are able to convert this one into a basket and a potential 3-point play after the second foul of the game on Kendall Thompson. Now, Jim, you mentioned it. The turnover is definitely a concern at the end, at least through the first 2 halves. And now the Streaks haven't been able to get off a shot with 2 straight turnovers to begin the second half. To the free throw line, P.J. Blissett gets the roll on the free throw. He has 11 points in the game, now leading all scorers, and he pulls the Tigers within 5 at 29-24 with a 3-point play.
Yeah, they got within 4 at 20-16 in the first half, and then we spread the lead back out. So let's see if we can respond here. And nope, another turnover.
Illegal screen set by the Silver Streaks away from the ball, and that one will be against Aslan Butler, and that is his third. Three turnovers on the Silver Streaks in three possessions here in the third quarter to get things started. See if the Tigers show some patience here, down five. 1 minute gone in the third quarter. Silver Streaks by five, 29-24. Pass away to Donald McKinley, just outside the free throw line. Backs up, gets it over to Glass on the right wing. Skips it back out to McKinley. Now he'll start the dribble. Chad Johnson waiting there. Pass goes over to Glass, dumps it down on the inside. Kendall Thompson comes over from the weak side. Gets hit from behind as DeMonte Young kind of collapses on top of him. The ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say Urbana touched it, but no foul called, so the Streaks get it back either way.
You know, I think Kendall was the last one that actually touched it, but he was getting clobbered from the backside, so I think the official kind of took that into account rather than calling the foul, just called it a turnover on Urbana. And we got the possession.
No harm, no foul, right?
I guess that was truly an example of that.
Here's another near steal. McKinley coming in from the backside, poked it loose, knocked it out of bounds in front of the Streaks bench. Gillsburg hangs on to it. So a rough minute and 26 seconds to start this second half. Silver Streaks still have the ball, leading by five. Now the ball, well, foul called on the half-court defense called against Urbana. That'll be a little shove called on DeMonte Young, his second for the game, only the first of the second half for the Tigers. 90 seconds gone. Gillsburg trying to extend a five-point lead here. Pass down low with Grant Gibson back into the game. Puts it up and in.
Not many teams have a freshman like that. Could post up and take it up over two guys at 6'3". Gibson is so strong, so mature for a freshman.
Right side three by Donald McKinley. Didn't have much of an open look, but he got it off quickly. Now Urbana back within four at 31-27. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Chad Johnson on the dribble out high. Left side Thompson, quick pass down low.
Oh,
Gibson,
beautiful.
Rifle over to Garnett. Up and in, pass rifled through the lane on the weak side. Garnett cutting in. Gibson saw him, and the Streaks lead by six. Shovel shot at the other end. Garnett with a rebound after the miss by DeMonte Young. Six rebounds for Austin Garnett. Nine boards for Aslan Butler. The Streaks controlling the rebound game. Quick look down low. Gibson up and in. He has eight, and the Streaks are back on top by eight now, 35-27.
Well, I'm thinking Dave's auto body already on this particular run by Gibson. I mean, we got a long way to go in this, but that was, if we win this ball game, this has been a key stretch. Gibson accounting for three baskets here in a hurry.
Nice sidestep, driving down the right side of the lane, and a miss by Donald McKinley, and there's Garnett with his seventh rebound. Kendall Thompson brings it back out, runs into traffic, picks up the loose ball. Gibson has it knocked out of his hands and out of bounds, and the Streaks are going to hang on to it. Gibson came out with a big O on his face as if to say, oh, I can't believe that call. And then the backside official came in and reversed it, so the Streaks hang on to it. On the inbounds, Johnson baseline, rolls off, rebound, Garnett fouled on the putback. How about Austin Garnett with eight rebounds in the game? Three already in this quarter. We played only 3 minutes.
Yeah, and a couple of big weak side rebounds on our own possessions. Got a key putback in the first half. Nearly had one there, but got sent to the line. So we'll see if he can brush it up at the free throw line here.
Needs to hit some free throws, and he can't get the roll on that one. Austin Garnett has yet to make a free throw this season. P.J. Blissett with the foul, by the way, his first. Garnett is now 0 for 5 from the free throw line. Kid's going to play low post like he does and get as many rebounds as he does. He's got to shoot free throws, and that one was a beautiful one as he knocked it down perfectly. Gillsburg back on top by 9 now, 36-27. On the right side on the dribble, McKinley gets it out to McMillan. Streaks settling back into a 2-3 zone. On the outside, this will be a three by Hoffman. That's way off the mark. And the long rebound tips all the way out near half court where Urbana chases it down. Brandon Glass comes up with a loose ball. Now down along the baseline. Quick jumper by Blissett. Hits it. He has five in the quarter, 13 for the game. 7-point Gillsburg lead, 36-29. Gibson, backdoor cut. Lamont Ross up, too strong. Rebound fought for, and Urbana comes down with it. Good look by Grant Gibson. Now on the other end, there's a travel call. Hesitation by Cole Hoffman. who got the upcourt pass and then just wasn't quite sure whether to put the ball on the floor for the dribble or just take it one step strong right to the basket. He didn't do either one and ended up traveling with it. 4:14 to go, third quarter. Gelsberg with the ball and a 7-point lead, 36-29. Thompson, right side hand off to Lamont Ross. Dribbles into the top of the circle. Little reach around by McKinley. Lamont hangs on to the ball. Gets it up to Gibson. Free throw line, extended. Now starts his dribble to the right side. Steps left under the up and under. Shot off the back of the rim. Brandon Glass with the rebound. He has four boards for the game. Quickly up court. A drive and a basket by Lawrence McMillan.
When you
here
think
comes Urbana again.
Just when you think you might get a little breathing room, they quickly put up two or three baskets and back within five.
Chad Johnson down low. Good look. Garnett up and in. He has 5 points in the third quarter. 7 for the game and a timeout called as Galesburg builds the lead back up to 7 at 38-31. It's like punch counterpunch in this game so far, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think I watched the expression of Coach Vishon Russell of Urbana, the timeout there. He just kept sitting down the whole time the team walked over to him, and then he throws his hands up, and I think he was saying, you know, guys, we just get close, and then you fall asleep on defense. That's exactly what happened there as Garnett got wide open underneath. They just gave us an easy two.
Again, give the Streaks guards a lot of credit for finding these guys, mm-hmm. too, on those little cuts through the lane.
Yeah. Yeah, we're playing good team basketball.
Drew Nall in after the timeout break, along with Ross, Butler, Gibson, and Chad Johnson. So Butler back in after picking up his third foul early in the second half. So he'll be shuffled in and out likely as Coach Mike Reynolds will do his best to protect him the rest of the game. Sidestepping Chad Johnson out high. McKinley with penetration and finishes it off with the basket. Gelsberg by 5, 38-33. McKinley with 7 for the game now. Quick look. Man, that's a bad pass through the lane. Nall tried to whip it through. McKinley was there waiting, shuffling it up and in at the other end. P.J. Blissett on the drive has 7 for the corner. And now it's 38-35, as close as Urbana has been, down 3 since they were down 1 in the first quarter. Under 3 minutes to go here in the third. Johnson with the ball near his head coach Mike Reynolds. Gibson at the top of the circle. Right side, Lamont Ross dribbles once over to Drew Nall. Quick three off the rim. Rebound batted out and out to P.J. Blissett for his second rebound. Pushing it up court, and the Streaks get back defensively. Now right side, Hoffman sidestepping a man over to Glass. Wide open in the corner, Blissett passed up on the shot. He thought about it, had some time to measure it. Now backdoor cut down the lane, Blissett up and in. Urbana within one, 38-37.
Well, they're cutting us up, going to the basket. Most of them in transition that time in the half court. They're getting just what they want, layup after layup on the right side.
9 points in the quarter, and now an over and back as Lamont Ross got careless with the dribble guarded by Jared Webster. It goes off his leg over into the backcourt, and the Streaks have turned it over 18 times. Blissett with 9 in the quarter, 17 for the game, and Urbana could take the lead for the first time tonight with the ball here down 1.
Somebody took a timeout. Not sure who.
We'll watch the scoreboard and see who it gets credited to. It's Urbana. A full timeout called by Vishon Russell. 2:10 to go, third quarter. Galesburg by 1. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Downtown, the mall, even Seminary Square. This Saturday, I'm going Christmas shopping. Getting it all done in one swoop. I'll be everywhere, but I won't be stressed out. Weather and traffic won't bother me, because I'm taking the bus. For $1.20, I'll ride in warm comfort all day. The bus gives me Christmas shop till you drop freedom.
52 Saturdays a year, you can ride the bus for $1.20. I'm Craig McCluskey, use Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
This is one envelope you'll want to open. It's a Christmas card from WGIL, and inside is a $100 gift card from one of our participating merchants. If you'd like to receive a WGIL Christmas gift card, sign up today at one of our participating businesses.
Sign up at Hair Etc., Salon and Day Spa, or at Cole's Diamond Gallery on Seminary Street, or at the Packing House on Mulberry in Galesburg.
Drawings start Wednesday, December 21st on the WGIL Morning News. For details, visit WGIL.com.
The Galesburg High girls basketball team back in action tomorrow night as they wrap up the Thanksgiving tournament against Illini West. I'm Tom Meredith. Join Eric Gibson and me for all the action.
Six straight points by the Urbana Tigers have pulled the Galesburg opponent within a point. And then coming out of the full timeout, Jared Webster for the Tigers gets called on an illegal screen away from the ball. The Tigers turn it over, and they miss an opportunity to take their first lead of the night. So now back into Galesburg hands. Lamont Ross on the left wing, top of the circle, Garnett. Right side, Kendall Thompson. Left open briefly, faked the three, lost the ball off his hip, chases it down, gets it over to Chad Johnson, works his way to the left wing. Here comes the pressure defense, gets it down low to Austin Garnett, who traveled with it. 19 turnovers on the Silver Streaks. Coach Mike Reynolds very upset with that travel call. So now the Tigers do get it back with 92 seconds to play in the third quarter with a chance to take their first lead of the night.
One official caught it from Reynolds, and then he comes down the other bench and he gets another earful from Vashawn Russell, who's still mad about that screen call the last time down.
And now a technical foul called on Mike Reynolds, who is still barking down on one knee on the Galesburg sideline, and that's going to give the Tigers a chance to tie it and take the lead with a minute 22 to go here in the third quarter.
First technical of the new season. Of course, when you win the other ones by 40 points, it's kind of hard to get too worked up.
True. Silver Streaks have led the entire season. This is the first time that an opponent could tie the game, and they do. First free throw up and in by Brandon Glass. He has six now. And now Galesburg could face its first deficit of the season. And that one is off the back of the rim. Spins forward, hits the front of the rim, drops through, and the Tigers lead the Silver Streaks by a point. They have scored eight in a row now and get the ball back on the technical foul. Pass into the backcourt to Jared Webster. Let's see if this lights a fire under the Silver Streaks. Galesburg settling back into his own defense. On the right side it goes. Blissett with it. Guarded by Aslan Butler. Now on the outside, Brandon Glass. Into the lane it goes to McMillan. Brings it back out. Under a minute to go, third quarter. Crossover dribble. Reach in. Poked away from Aslan Butler from the backside. Looked like it went off Kendall Thompson, and then the officials are going to say it was last touched by Urbana. So Galesburg gets it back on the 10th Tiger turnover. Ooh, I did it again. More alliteration.
It's so early in the season.
That's two nights in a row. Well, game nights in a row. 50 seconds to play, third quarter. Silver Streaks down one for the first time this season. Ross on the outside. Top of the circle, Thompson for three off the back of the rim. Long rebound. Butler and Johnson get tied up. Aslan comes up with it. Gets it knocked out of his hands. Turns it over. 20 turnovers, and now the Tigers give it right back. Lamont Ross briefly had the hand on the dribble, then he couldn't control it, and it's out of bounds back to the Tigers. My goodness.
Well, Urbana sure didn't toss in the towel at halftime here.
Somebody must have oiled up that ball. Here's a three on the inbounds and a miss. Kendall Thompson does a good block out for his second rebound. Into the front court. Johnson for three! Got an open look from the left side. Puts Galesburg back on top. 49-31. 12 points for Chad Johnson, all on three-point baskets. Tigers hold for the last shot. Down to five. Down to four. McMillan starts to drive. Right side. Quick three for Glass off the back of the rim. Streaks lead by two at the end of three. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com. Keep it here at John Thiel Gymnasium, where the Silver Streaks got outscored 18-12 in that third quarter. Despite doing some things nicely, what's killing them more than anything is defensively, Urbana has found some holes in that Galesburg defense to be able to take things down the lane. And the Silver Streaks turnover woes that we mentioned at halftime said that was the biggest concern, and they got to find a better job, a better way to hang on to the ball. Well, they really haven't. 13 turnovers at the half. Seven more in the third quarter, 20 for the game compared to only 10 for Urbana. And it's helped the Tigers cut what was an eight-point halftime deficit. Silver Streaks eventually got the lead up to nine there in the third quarter. But then Urbana went on a 12-2 run to take a one-point lead. Ellsberg got a three-pointer by Chad Johnson to regain a one-point lead. Now here's a block by Aslan Butler and then gets called for a push as he pushed Donald McKinley after the block, pushed McKinley down to prevent him from going after the loose ball rebound, and Butler's just picked up his fourth foul.
Urbana had as many field goals in the third quarter as they had the entire first half, seven of them.
I think they might have called a technical on him, actually, not just a personal foul. I think they called him for a technical. Coach Mike Reynolds getting the explanation. Huh, interesting. Is that worth a technical foul? You just reach your hand out to kind of push the guy down a little bit just to keep him from... I mean, it wasn't a hard push. It was just like a little hand check just to keep him from going after the ball.
Yeah, unless something was said. I've seen a lot worse not get called.
Glass gets one of two free throws. It's 41-40, and Urbana gets the ball back after the second technical foul called on the Silver Streaks in the last minute and 29. Tigers on the inbound wearing the road black here tonight. Hand off to McKinley, works his way to the right side. It's all cleared out on the right side if he wants to take it. He just pulls up instead and airballs it short. Ball knocked out of the hands of Austin Garnett, and it's out of bounds. Ellsberg will keep it. How about 10 rebounds for Aslan Butler and now 10 rebounds for Austin Garnett? That's a heck of a night for these kids.
Yeah,
we better keep it up.
Been a ton on the boards. Just been the ball handling that's been the bugaboo tonight. Still leading by a point. We've been able to keep Urbana at bay, but they've been the better team through the second and third quarters.
Kendall Thompson down the lane. Good look. Gibson up and in. What position by Grant Gibson. What a look by Kendall Thompson on the assist. 43-40. Ellsberg by three. A runner at the other end. Off the rim. Grant Gibson with the rebound. He has four to go along with 10 points. Streaks trying to build on a three-point lead. Johnson off the back of the rim for three. Rebound tipped up into the air, and that allowed Kendall Thompson to get to it. He wouldn't have had it otherwise. On the drive, the scoop, no. Rebound Brandon Glass for Urbana. Up court quickly, two on one. Bounce pass right side, up and in for McKinley. They schooled the Streaks in transition there.
Been a fun game to watch the second half,
sure,
especially
has.
Although Urbana's getting the better of it, getting some easy opportunities in transition.
Here's
Streaks
Kendall
up a point
down low, turn around by Gibson on a fadeaway from the low blocks, didn't get enough of it. PJ Blissett with the rebound leads a break to the other end, and a whistle with a foul on the floor. Five team fouls on Galesburg, not a shooting foul, with 6:29 to go in the game. Streaks leading by a point, 43-42.
This is not the last game of the evening either. There's one more yet to go.
That's true.
Thorn Ridge and Diet to play. They were scheduled for 8:30. It'll be more like, probably 9:25 anyway.
Third foul on Kendall Thompson.
And I'm guessing plenty of good seats available for that, that late game, because I'm not sure that outside of the coaches that there's anybody here for those two teams.
You don't see any big crowds coming down from 3 hours north to follow that one?
No.
On the outside, Donald McKinley after the Urbana inbound. To the right, it goes to McMillan.
And I'm guessing that those charging at the gate probably pack up and go home after this one, too. So you could probably see some free basketball if you want to come out and watch that next one tonight.
There's a bump. And that'll be the fourth foul on Kendall Thompson as Brandon Glass started to back his way in from the right wing. And Kendall gets called for the hold. He has four fouls now. Aslan Butler has four fouls. That'll bring Drew Nall back into the game with 6:12 to play. Kendall heads to the bench frustrated with that fourth foul. He picked up two quick ones here in the fourth quarter. 6:12 to go in the game. Galesburg by one, but Urbana with the ball. Hand off right side to Blissett. Bounce pass down low to Glass. Nall from the backside comes in, knocks it loose, and apparently Glass touched it last. Streaks get it back. Gibson had it front him from the back. Nall came around from the weak side, poked it free. Good defense by the Silver Streaks on the double team. Ross into the front court. Garnett swings it left over to Chad Johnson near the Galesburg bench. Picks up his dribble, gets it off to Nall between the circles. Right side, Lamont for three. Off the back of the rim, didn't follow up his own miss, and that allowed Blissett to get the easy rebound. He has four boards. Urbana down one with a chance to regain the lead. Pass down low. McMillan cutting through the lane. Dishes it out to McKinley for three off the back of the rim. The rebound over Gibson's head. Right back out to McKinley. And Urbana resets. McMillan on the dribble on the outside. Under 5.5 minutes to play in the game. On the right side in front of the bench, Brandon Glass on the dribble. Gets it over top of the circle. 5:15 to go in the game. Glass on the wing. They'll swing it around left again. McMillan comes out high to take the pass. Brings out Austin Garnett defensively a little bit. Here comes a screen. McMillan works around it. Finds it right side. Hesitation drive by McKinley. Shot off the glass. Won't go. Rebound put back by Glass is good. And Urbana regains the lead.
Glass has been very active in there. And that one, good timing. I think he really just out-timed us on his jump more so than anything else.
Ross has the ball poked away from behind. And then McKinley called for a travel. As he picked up the loose ball, started to bring it up court, Vashawn Russell just turns his head in frustration, walks to the end of the bench. We've heard him comment more than once about how he feels he doesn't maybe get treated fairly in games here. One of the reasons, probably the biggest reason, Urbana's not coming back after this year, and that call did not make him happy either. Gibson on the high post has it knocked loose from behind, manages to hang on to it, gets it over to Lamont Ross. 4.5 to go in the game, streaks down one. Real test for this unproven Silver Streaks varsity team. Down low, Garnett gets it bumped twice on the way up. Twice he came down with it, and the third time he goes up with it, it gets called for a defensive foul. So he's going to get a couple of free throws here. And probably, again, Vashawn Russell.
Yeah, I can't say I blame him on that one.
He went up for it once, got the ball knocked loose, came down with it, went up with it again, got it knocked loose, and on the third try he went up, he gets a couple of free throws, and he makes that one.
Well, I guess technically the fact that he got it knocked loose is the same as a shot and a rebound, because if it wasn't loose, if it was just a straight palm, you'd end up traveling with it.
And Austin puts the streaks back on top. After missing his first 5 free throws of the season, he's made his last 3 here tonight. Galesburg retakes the lead at 45-44. Down low. Now Blissett with it in the right corner. Trying the crossover on Gibson. Got himself tied up. Fell down. Got the pass away to McMillan. Drives. Comes up short. Gets the rebound. Gets his other rebound. And he's fouled on his third attempt back up. And he'll get a couple of free throws trying to put Urbana back in the lead. Streaks by one. Mentioning just a moment ago, so many varsity players for this Silver Streaks team got little to no varsity experience last year, and here's their first time in a game that looks like it's going to come right down to the wire and a real chance for them to prove themselves. And we'll be very interested to see how well they can handle themselves in this tight game situation.
You know, both teams rotating with about 8 players right now. You go any beyond that on the bench, you see a lot of warm-ups still on.
Tied at 45 as McMillan makes a second free throw, and then a bad pass headed toward Garnett, but it was too far behind him. He made a valiant attempt at it to come back for it on the sidelines, but he couldn't get it for it, went out of bounds. Thompson and Butler, the two players with 4 fouls, come back in to play defense for the Silver Streaks as Garnett and Nall will head to the bench. 4:04 to go in the game, tied at 45. Until the 1:22 mark of the third quarter, the Streaks had not been tied in a game at all this season. This is now the third time we've been tied tonight since that time, with 3:50 to go in the game. McMillan on the dribble out high.
Looks like Urbana going to be content to shorten the game maybe a little bit here.
Nope, here's a drive down the right side of the lane. Too strong off the glass by McKinley. There's Butler with the rebound. And now a foul in the backcourt. A hold called on McKinley as Kendall Thompson brought it into the front court. It's only 5 fouls on Urbana, though, so probably a pretty good foul by the Tigers. As much problem as the Silver Streaks have had handling the ball here in the second half, force them to inbound in the backcourt. Tigers are going to wait near half court. Now they double team on Kendall Thompson. They're pushing him all the way back to the Urbana basket. Now up court to Lamont Ross, brings it up the near sideline. Skip pass over to the left side, into the left corner. Aslan Butler, baseline, dishes it back out to Chad. Top of the circle, Kendall for 3. Off the rim, rebound, knocked around, ball on the floor. Aslan dives for it and a whistle called. Will be a foul on the Tigers. What an effort by Aslan Butler.
Yeah, you know, Aslan had a real strong early showing in this game, especially on the boards, but kind of disappeared a little bit at times here. We'd love to see him come up big again down the stretch.
Foul trouble has tamed some of his aggressiveness. 16 foul on Urbana. On the inbounds, right through the hands of Chad Johnson. Butler with a loose ball gets fouled going to the basket.
And he's the guy we like to have at the line, one of our best free throw shooters.
It's going to be a one-and-one, I think. It's a seventh team foul on Urbana. He was moving toward the basket. Are they going to say he was in the act of shooting?
Yeah, they're going to give him two.
The second foul on McKinley, tied at 45. Butler to the line. 3:16 to go in the game. Try to put the streaks back on top. Free throw up and off the back of the rim. Butler 2 for 2 tonight. He has not scored. In fact, he hadn't even taken a shot since the first quarter. He has 6 points in the game, 12 rebounds, but hasn't even taken a shot attempt since quarter number one, and he gets the roll on the second free throw. 3 for 4 at the line tonight. Galesburg by 1, 46-45. And a whistle in the lane and a travel call.
Thought we were going to get a reach in on Chad Johnson.
So did I. 13th turnover on the Tigers with 3:11 to go in the game. Streaks by 1 with the ball. Thompson up court to Chad Johnson. Chad looking. The trap is waiting. Gets it into the front court. Gibson over to Kendall Thompson. Down the lane. Draws contact. And the shot rolls off the rim. Almost a three-point play. Kendall will have to earn it from the line. They continue to look over at Urbana coach Bashawn Russell, waiting for some sort of reaction from these calls. Just had his hands on his hips there. No visible reaction. Donald McKinley with his third foul, all in this fourth quarter. Thompson to the line. Has not shot a free throw yet tonight. First one up and off the back of the rim.
Well, that would probably help the fact that Kendall Thompson's kind of slightly built. He went in there. It wasn't an arm foul. It was a body foul. If you have two big guys hit like that, I don't think there's a call. But Kendall gives away so much size in there. It made it look a little bigger than maybe it was, and he drew the foul call.
6 for 8 from the free throw line on the season. Second one is good. Galesburg slowly building a slight lead now. 2 for 4 from the free throw line on the last couple trips down the floor, and they lead by 2. 47-45, 2:50 to go in the game. Urbana with the ball, still down by just one possession. Blissett with it on the outside. He came alive with 9 points in the third quarter, has been held scoreless in the fourth. 17 points on the game. On the right side, McMillan on the dribble. Now does get it into the hands of P.J. Blissett, the 6'2 senior. He will only get better when the four starters come back, and he just blasts right down the lane. Completely lost. Lamont Ross on the outside. And nobody came over to help out defensively, and Blissett is down. Looks like he's got a leg cramp on his right leg.
Yeah, I hope that's all it is.
Yeah.
If it's not a knee.
He's holding the backside of his knee. We're tied at 47. Blissett with 19 on the game now. Under 2.5 minutes to play in an injury timeout.
Looks like she's pulling on his toes, which would indicate trying to stretch out a cramp.
Yep. Coach Vashawn Russell standing over the top of him. Doesn't look too concerned. He's going to head back to his players and maybe talk some strategy. He's just going to make the injury substitution.
Was he the guy that made the shot?
Yep.
Okay. He just came through the lane so fast and then cramped up. That scares me. I hope they don't have the final possession for the game because...
Sure made it look easy, didn't
Yeah,
he?
I'm not sure we can stop that. Somebody's got to come over and take a charge because he's just too quick off that first dribble to stop even. That was a heck of a drive.
Well, this gives Galesburg a long time to talk things over in the timeout, although now they've kind of broken it up. Mike Reynolds heads over, says something to Kendall Thompson. Doesn't look like he's making any substitutions there. So it will remain Johnson, Ross, Thompson, Gibson, and Austin Garnett. And a hand for P.J. Blissett, who's up and walking very gingerly, favoring his right leg. Denise Polworth will continue to give him some attention, the athletic trainer for Galesburg High School.
P.J., whose first name is Percivald. Don't see that one every day we look down a roster.
Certainly not. Under 2.5 minutes to go in the game, tied at 47. Said it was Austin Garnett, the fifth player. It's actually still Aslan Butler. Remember, Butler and Thompson each playing with 4 fouls. Kendall brings it up court. Gets a little bump near the sideline. Keeps the dribble. No foul call. Johnson over to Thompson. Down to 2:10 to go in the game. Lamont Ross with the ball in front of his own bench, rather. Thompson with it out high. dribbles into traffic, lobs it over to Ross for three. Big shot! Galesburg by three, 50-47. What a shot by Lamont Ross, who has seven in the game now.
Right in front of the Galesburg bench, and he was stoked after he hit that one. Swung that arm around, pumped his fist, knew how big it was.
Webster, McKinley with it now out high. Hands it right back off to Webster. Works his way left to the top of the arc. Left side, Brandon Glass. Down to a minute 40 to go. Galesburg by three. Urbana with the ball. McMillan calling out shots. Now McKinley with it between the circles. P.J. Blissett still stretching it out. Over by the stairs, way behind the bleachers. Spin move in the lane. McMillan, shot, rolls off. Butler with a rebound, and he gets tied up, coming down with it, and that'll be a foul on Urbana. Aslan Butler with 13 rebounds in the game now.
And he'll go the other way and see if he can't bury a free throw or two here, which would put us in pretty good shape. Up three already with 1:17 to go. I'm not sure we'll see Blissett back in the game or not. He's
doesn't look like it right now, does it?
Taking his jersey off.
Yeah, sure is.
There.
Well, that's too bad. You know he would have been a factor down the stretch. Butler to the line. Getting two. First one up and in. 4 for 5 from the free throw line. Aslan Butler with 8 points on the game. That makes it a two-possession game now at 51-47.
Oh, here he comes.
Yep, sure enough. Oh, he was taking off the long sleeve shirt he had underneath the jersey. Second free throw. Good.
That away.
52-47. So that is good to see P.J. Blissett back into the game. So apparently it was just a cramp. That'll be a little tender for him.
And once you get a cramp, sometimes it'll cramp up again on you.
Doesn't take much. Down to 1:10 to go in the game. Galesburg by five. Urbana with the ball.
Urbana's got to score this possession. Stop for
right
the streets.
Side. Oh, they throw it away instead. On the reverse pass, Brandon Glass threw it right over the top of his teammate Donald McKinley underneath the basket. And the Streaks get it back now, leading by five. Up court pass, a dangerous pass. Gibson gets bumped from behind. That'll be the fourth foul on McKinley. Bit of a touch foul there. And that'll send Grant Gibson to the line with the Streaks and the double bonus the rest of the way. 64 seconds to go. 52-47, Galesburg by five. They have trailed twice in this game, have been tied four times. First time all season long, and Gibson's first free throw rims out. So it will still be a two-possession game regardless. Second free throw rattles out, and the rebound tipped up in the air, and Glass comes down with it. That was tough luck on that free throw. Now a trap on the far sideline right in front of the Urbana bench, and Vashawn Russell quickly calls timeout as Brandon Glass was in terrible danger of being forced into a turnover. They're going to call this a full timeout? Nope, just a 30.
It'll be interesting to see what they come out of here with. If Blissett has got his hops, I would think they might want to try and run that play that got him the tie score, because he just cut us up and drove down the lane and scored two. And I'm not really seeing Coach Russell looking his direction right now in that regard. But I would think Coach Reynolds probably preparing his defense for that possibility.
Blissett has been the man offensively here in the for the game and the second half. He has 19 in the game, 11 of them in the final two quarters here, but only two here in the fourth. Under a minute to go. Galesburg by five. Urbana with the ball. McMillan out high, right side corner. Blissett now down low quickly. Turnaround by Young. Swish.
Pretty shot.
DeMonte Young with a big turnaround basket. Makes it a one-possession game, getting the lead down to 52-49, and a full timeout called by the Tigers. 44 seconds to go in the game. Galesburg with the ball and a three-point lead. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The Nissan Altima, Consumer Reports' number one rated sedan, now with $1,000 cash plus 0% financing for 60 months, and it gets up to 38 miles per gallon. Stop by for a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons and Galesburg, dine in, carry out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
Involved with you and your community. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
44 seconds to go in the game, 52-49. Jim Lee, Brad Benowitz with you. Jim and I just sitting here talking about free throws. We've lamented the free throw shooting by Galesburg for the first two games, coming in at just 51%. Heading into this one, 6 for 10 in the fourth quarter. And here's our first game that may come down to free throws if Urbana can't force the turnover in the backcourt. And a timeout called by Mike Reynolds as he saw his team not getting it across quickly enough. The timeout was called with 44 seconds on the clock. There's now 34 seconds on the clock, so he called a timeout before a 10-second call could be made. Now, 10-second call isn't based on the scoreboard. It's based on the officials counting. But you better believe that Mike Reynolds was watching that scoreboard thinking, if there's 10 seconds since the timeout, I'm calling a timeout before it gets called against me.
Yeah, he seemed a lot more nervous than his players did out there, and maybe they didn't realize how close that count was being. And Chad Johnson made the mistake. He picked the ball up a little bit shy of half court, and they were going to collapse on him. And so I think, yeah, if Mike doesn't get that timeout, we probably do turn it over right there.
Both teams with one timeout remaining. 10 team fouls on Urbana, 7 against the Silver Streaks, with 34.6 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Galesburg leading 52-49. Chad Johnson, leading scorer for the Silver Streaks with 10. With 12. Grant Gibson has 10 off the bench. Aslan Butler with 13 rebounds in the game. Austin Garnett has 10 boards. On the inbound, Gibson in a difficult position, but he gets the pass away to Chad Johnson. Under 30 seconds to play. Now here's another trap coming, but they don't collapse on Kendall Thompson, so he's able to get the pass away to Chad Johnson. Ball knocked away from behind into the hands of Aslan Butler, who gets fouled under the basket. Galesburg very shaky on that possession, so close to a turnover, and instead Aslan's going to go to the free throw line. Two free throws coming for Butler, who's made his last three, 5 of 6 for the game.
Just give us at least one here, Aslan.
Make it a four-point game. First one up and perfect.
Got it.
I mentioned earlier he was a 77% free throw shooter last season, so we know he can knock it down. He shows good form from the free throw line. He's given Galesburg a 4-point lead with just under 20 seconds to play.
Mike Reynolds has sent everybody back off of the lane here too.
Second free throw rolls through. Made his last five, 5 for 6 in the quarter. Galesburg by 5, 54-49. On the inbound, Blissett for 3 off the back of the rim. Gibson with a rebound.
Do it.
Quickly trying to get it away. Dribbles through a double team. A hold called and a foul called. 10.8 seconds to go, and the Silver Streaks feeling a lot better about this one now.
Yep, already a 2-possession game, and Gibson going to the free throw line. Could make it more than that. He's played a nice game, the freshman coming off the bench. Still struggling at the free throw line a little bit, but he's done a lot of good things here. Missed that free throw.
Got to get the free throw squared away. 0 for his last three in this game. Second one off the back of the rim and falls off. So they aren't able to extend the lead. Under 8 seconds to go on the right side. Firing glass for 3 off the rim. Rebound, Aslan Butler. And he takes about 4 steps coming down with a rebound. Bashawn Russell looking at the official saying, how are you going to let him get away with that? But the time runs out. Aslan Butler comes up with 14 rebounds. And the Silver Streaks win it 54-49. On the postgame show, final statistics, individual scoring, and a word with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. All still to come as Galesburg is now 3-0 on the season. A 54-49 win over the Urbana Tigers. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Don't miss Menards Super 2-Day Sale, Friday and Saturday only. Find great deals that you can't miss. Save $50 on a 5-piece luggage set, only $39.99. Take 40% off a DVD home theater system with 5 speakers, subwoofer, and DVD CD player, only $59.99. Find these deals and more during Menards Super 2-Day Sale. Hurry, good while supplies last. Don't miss Menards Super 2-Day Sale, Friday and Saturday only.
Save big now. the Edmund Arts.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. By Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Pekin Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewanee. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. And by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Sir, stay with us, sir.
Doctor, is he going to be okay?
What happened to put him in this condition?
He went out to get the mail, opened the power bill, and then collapsed.
I've seen a lot of this lately. High power billitis.
When you suffer from high power bills, there's only one person who can save you. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Power bills that make you sick are indicative of a serious but curable condition. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating today, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
I hated the dog sweater I wore in last year's family Christmas photo. This year, I'm more optimistic. Thorne's expanded their line of new pet clothing. After making my selection from several hip new sweaters and shirts, I begged to browse the toy aisles to see what's new. The Birdcat toys, caddy stacks, eco-friendly stackable boxes, Chuck It brand toys, fetch indoors. Oh boy. With so many Kongs, toys, and mouth-watering snacks, I think I'm going to hang 2 stockings up this year.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Saturday, December 3rd is the next big community food drive.
A lot of people today don't have as much either to do with, but they're being very generous, and we truly need it.
That's Lynn Devlin, president of the Fish Food Pantry in Galesburg. In November, we collected about 6,000 pounds of non-perishable food items for our neighbors in need throughout Knox County.
It doesn't decline.
We're asking again. WGIL will be at Hy-Vee on East Main from 8 to 4 December 3rd. You can also drop off donations at Hy-Vee on Henderson, at Hilo in Abingdon, and at Walmart in Galesburg. Won't you help?
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, and by Dennis Twitty, State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Dennis Twitty are there on North Henderson in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast for tonight: cloudy skies, 50% chance of showers after midnight, an overnight low around 50. Tomorrow, breezy with occasional showers in the morning, a chance for more rain in the afternoon, and a high around 52. Temperatures falling into the 40s by late afternoon. And tomorrow night, cloudy skies and much colder, a chance of light snow after midnight with a low of 28. It's currently 50 degrees in downtown Galesburg on WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Welcome to the postgame show here at John Field Gymnasium. The Silver Streaks play their tightest game of the year. They face their first deficit of the season, their first tie of the season. And they handle it very well, winning it by 5, 54-49. Galesburg now 3-0 on the season. Let's turn things over to Jim Lee, who's with head coach Mike Reynolds.
All right, well, Coach, got tested for the first time down the stretch in this one, and kids responded pretty well at crunch time.
Yeah, I mean, we had some stretches where we're not going to be perfect, but, you know, we don't have a lot of experience. We're not going to be perfect. We just got to gut it out and grind it away and do what we do, and we like our guys. We like the character of our team, and I thought that's a character win. That's a big time character win there.
You guys dominated the boards for the most part in this one against a pretty athletic team. Aslan Butler, what'd you say, 13 rebounds, Brad? 14 for Butler, and I think another 10 or 11 for Garnett. Those two guys really got it done.
Yeah, I mean, I think Aslan picked up a pretty cheap technical foul over there when he told a kid, yeah, I got it or something. So I thought he played excellent. I thought those two guys played excellent. And we played some guys, some bigger minutes. A guy that's going to play big minutes for us, a guy like Ryan Carl, didn't play that much because, you know, we're playing a team of all 5'8 guys. And hopefully this proves to our guys that we can beat teams no matter what kind of matchups we have. We got a lot of depth out there, a lot of different types of guys, and we had a lot of guys step up tonight. It was fun to watch.
Well, and a good competition because this Urbana team just wouldn't go away. They kept coming at you. Actually got the lead by a point a couple of times, and you guys didn't pack it in either, so good game.
Yeah, I mean, we just, we just kept fighting. I think that'll be the mark of this team. You know, it's not always going to be pretty. And I don't know, Coach Williams likes, and Coach Cheeseman's likes the pretty basketball. I'm more for the sloppy grinded out, so maybe this is more my kind of team.
As long as it comes out of W, I guess it doesn't matter. And we're talking with Steve Cheeseman at halftime. Seems like we've had a different player step up with the three ball on a given night. This one, I think Chad Johnson had four, three of those in the first half, and that was a big offensive lift for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we've got a number of guys that can play well, and I think, you know, Chad has struggled with his shot. I think he was 1 of 8 in that first game, he's capable of shooting better, and he's a streaky shooter, and he got it going tonight, we found it for him.
Your guards were really tested in this one after the first two games, not so much, and had 20 turnovers after three quarters, but only one turnover in that fourth quarter. They learned some lessons out there tonight, I guess.
Well, I mean, we just got to, you know, keep growing every time we come out here. Were we better in game three than we were in game two? I think so. You know, are we going to be better in game four and five tomorrow than we were today? Hopefully. I know that, you know, we got to make sure we get our legs back and get some fluids in us. But, you know, like anybody, we want a chance to win, and we got two games tomorrow to have an opportunity to do that.
A lot of good things, but also a struggle at the free throw line right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think guys are pressing. I mean, I know Grant missed a few. He's a really good free throw shooter and stuff, and we'll find our rhythm from the line. You know, that. You know, I think our girls' team's doing the same thing right now. You know, you got to get in a rhythm of making them during pressure situations, and I think they've picked it up here, and I think we will too.
Okay, this one was a step up here tonight. Your next one, Westinghouse, tomorrow, I think another step up. Even though they lost to Moline, they're pretty long, pretty athletic.
Yeah, they're a tough match for us. I mean, it's a game where our big players will have to play a lot and you know, get in tune with it, get ready to go. If not, they'll be banged around, and Westinghouse is a strong athletic team, and that's why we schedule those kind of teams, because we know to play in our league, we're going to have to beat physical, and we're going to have to beat athletic and long.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the win, 3-0, and we'll see what tomorrow brings.
All right, thanks a lot.
As always, our thanks to Mike Reynolds joining us here on the postgame show. Silver Streaks win it tonight, 54-49. They are 3-0 on the season. We'll take a break here on the postgame show. When we come back, we'll take a look at the team numbers and the individual scoring. We'll give you our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. 54-49, Galesburg defeats Urbana by 5. More postgame coverage coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hi, it's Jim Brickman. Join me Monday, November 28th at the Adler Theater as we kick off the season with a Christmas celebration. An unforgettable night of music as we play all of the hits and, of course, your holiday favorites. So come celebrate with us Monday, November 28th at the Adler Theater for a magical night of music, laughter, and memories.
Order your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com, the Adler box office, or JimBrickman.com.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons in Galesburg, dine in, carry out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
The Nissan Altima, Consumer Reports number one rated sedan, now with $1,000 cash plus 0% financing for 60 months. And it gets up to 38 miles per gallon. Stop by for a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Handyman Show with Glenn Hagee, Saturday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Streaks win it tonight, 54-49. Take a look at the final team statistics starting things off, Jim Lee.
All right, Silver Streak's shooting percentage kind of slowly went downhill throughout the course of this game. They're only 38% from the field when all was said and done, 17 out of 44. Urbana, well, they kind of picked it up, but still never shot very well. They were 26% at the half, finished 33% for the game, 18 of 54. So they got 10 more shots at the basket, but weren't able to capitalize. Interesting, we out-rebounded them by that big margin. You'd think, well, they wouldn't get as many shots, but they also didn't have as many turnovers as we did.
True.
And so, we had 20, showed us for 23 turnovers in the ball game, just 14 for the Tigers. And that rebounding edge, we showed 40 to 24 for the Silver Streak, so a nice job on the glass there. Don't think we'll probably win the rebounding battle tomorrow by 16 against Westinghouse. So quite a bit bigger team we'll be facing here tomorrow in the noonish game. We're not going to give you a time because after today, that's all kind of folly, I think.
Now scheduled for 12:15 is when that game, again, is scheduled for. 54-49, Galesburg wins it by 5. Urbana was 3 of 13 from 3-point range. Galesburg 5 of 15 from 3-point range. Tigers were 8 of 13 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks 10 of 18 from the free throw line. So, again, that number has to pick up if the Silver Streaks are going to continue to win games on down the stretch. Let's take a look at the individual scoring. Starting things off with Urbana, P.J. Blissett leads all scorers with 19. Brandon Glass also hit double figures with 10. Donald McKinley just missed double figures with 9. Cole Hoffman had 4 tonight. DeMonte Young and Lawrence McMillan each had 3. Jared Webster had 1 point. Michael Thompson did not score for the Urbana Tigers. For the Galesburg Silver Streaks, 3 players in double figures and 1 just missed. So nice balanced scoring by Galesburg tonight. Chad Johnson leads the Streaks with 12. Aslan Butler had 11. Grant Gibson finished with 10. Austin Garnett had 9. And Lamont Ross finished with 7. So a nice balanced scoring by the Silver Streaks right down the line. If they can continue to do that, then the Silver Streaks should fare pretty well this season. Kendall Thompson finished with 3. Ryan Carl had 2. And Drew Null, the only player who played but did not score for the Silver Streaks, who win at 54-49. We'll take a break here on the post-game show, give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and again, set up tomorrow's schedule for you one more time when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Don't miss Menard's Super 2-Day Sale, Friday and Saturday only. Find great deals that you can't miss. Save $50 on a 5-piece luggage set, only $39.99. Take 40% off a DVD home theater system with 5 speakers, subwoofer, and DVD CD player, only $59.99. Find these deals and more during Menard's Super 2-Day Sale. Hurry, good while supplies last. Don't miss Menard's Super 2-Day Sale, Friday and Saturday only.
Save big money at Menard's.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. Call today at 800-970-8011.
Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back at John Field Gymnasium, final game of the day. Just a little over a minute away from tipping off. Again, Silver Streaks beat Urbana tonight 54-49. Jim, I know we talked about it early in the game. The focus kind of got away from it because the action was so up and down. We can't forget that Urbana was without 4 key players here tonight.
Right.
And they certainly would have made a difference in the game. But despite that, this was a really good win for this young Silver Streaks team. When we look at the fact that this team has so little varsity experience, their first 2 games have just been about as easy as they could possibly be. They have the lead the first 16, almost 22 minutes of this game tonight. And all of a sudden they fall behind for the first time all season late in the third quarter. This team could have completely collapsed at that point, completely just fallen apart, and they didn't do it.
Yeah, and some might have thought, well, we had the turnover or the technical against Mike, and then we had technical against Aslan, which was, as we said, pretty questionable why that was the way it was. But still, those two things, you might think the tide was turning and things were getting away from us, but it didn't. We showed some resiliency, seemed to come up with some big rebounds and some big shots just when we needed them tonight, despite all the turnovers, and none bigger than one over in the corner there.
Which sets up our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
That would have to be Lamont Ross. The streaks, was the game tied at that time?
Yes.
Trying to think. Okay, it was tie ball game, and he knocks down a three from over deep in the corner by the Silver Streaks bench, and we were never trailing after that. That was clearly the biggest shot in the game. Not only a basket, but a three-pointer, which I think just magnified the problem for Urbana.
Yep, and that was right after the P.J. Blissett drive, and then there was the delay of game there as they tended to his injury, which appeared to be a leg cramp. He had just tied the game at 47, and then the streaks came down a little shaky on the possession, but Lamont got a clean look at it from the left corner, put the streaks up by three at 50-47, and they go on to win at 54-49.
Yeah, the next possession, Aslan Butler got a couple of free throws, gave us that five-point lead, and we weren't too nervous after that.
And then Aslan hit two more free throws after that ended up producing the final margin of victory. 54-49, Galesburg now 3-0 on the season, and they are tied with the Moline Maroons at 3-0, two teams that will not play each other during this tournament. Tomorrow, Moline plays Thorn Ridge at 9:45. The scheduled time, the first game of the day, will be 8:30 between Chicago Corliss and this Urbana team that the Streaks just defeated. The third game of the day is Chicago Diet against Chicago Talent, and then the Silver Streaks will wrap up the first session of the day tomorrow against Chicago Westinghouse. It's scheduled for 12:15, but again, being the fourth game and the final game of the first session, good chance that it'll be later than that. But tune in around noon tomorrow, and we'll be keeping you updated as to whether or not we're on time, and if not, when exactly we'll be going on the air with our pregame tomorrow. Then Session D, the final session of the tournament, finds Chicago Diet and Corliss going at it at 2:30. Urbana will play Chicago Westinghouse at 3:45. Then the Galesburg Hall of Fame, Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony is scheduled for 5 o'clock. But again, with that being the third game of the day, questionable as to whether or not that will actually start on time. They've allocated 45 minutes for the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. And then the Silver Streaks girls will follow after that. Galesburg battling Illini West. Tom Meredith will have the action for you there. And is Eric back with him tomorrow? Eric Gibson with Tom tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we'll have the full girls crew for you with Galesburg and Illini West, and then the Galesburg boys battling Thorn Ridge, and that's a 7:30 scheduled start. So, again, the evening will kind of keep you up to date tomorrow throughout the day here on WGIL, but for the evening session, we'd be looking at going on the air around 5 o'clock for the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. But again, keeping in mind there's two games before that.
Well, so. And also keep in mind Illinois football before that. Should the Illini end up in a late running overtime game or something, we might miss the front end of the Hall of Fame. But I'm guessing we'd be more likely to have things running late here than run late in that football game. So we'll kind of go with it. But we will be streaming the Hall of Fame either way. On the website.
Okay, sounds good. So one way or another, lots and lots of ifs tomorrow, but we'll be here and we'll keep you as up-to-date as we can as to when all this is going to happen. But the Galesburg boys scheduled to play Chicago Westinghouse, and that'll be a heck of a battle for this Silver Streaks. But a good win here tonight. They'll sleep well after continuing their unbeaten start to the season at 3-0 now. And we'll be back with you for a couple more boys' games and a girls' game and a Hall of Fame induction ceremony. And we won't be here, but WGIL will have the Illini for you. So if you want sports, we got it for you tomorrow here on the Big 14. Jim, thanks as always.
Yep, you bet.
Have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow for Nicole Olin at the Downtown Studios. For Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Galesburg wins at 54-49. Good night from John Thiel Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.